Blog Talk Radio.
The Jay Rich Show tonight. Get a drink, let's get you right. It's all love in the Bay, man, keeping it true. Rocking the shows and doing this thing just for you.
Show is going down. Much love to everybody that always tunes in. People that's tweeting, people that be on Instagram rocking with me, people be on Facebook, man. What's up with y'all, man? Thank you so much again for tuning in at the Jay Rich Radio Show. It's really going down, man. We got some things happening tonight. We're going to be at Tommy T's right down in Pleasanton, where we'll be doing the comedy showdown, the heavyweight comedy showdown. A lot of comedians from the Bay Area are going to be in the lineup, battling out for that number one spot just to leave home with the belt, some cash money, and bragging rights. Brought to you by Terry Dorsey out of Chicago. Shout out to Terry Dorsey for going ahead and making everything happen for us and putting this whole thing together over at Tommy T's. Just to let you know, it's going to be going down tonight, and I will be giving away 3 free tickets to one of the callers that call in. 1 lucky caller, 2 lucky callers, no, 3 lucky callers that call in will be able to get free tickets for tonight's show. Anyway, make sure that you find me on all social medias, jayrich510, J-A-Y-R-I-C-H. 510, that's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook, that's on Snapchat, that's on Pornhub. I'm doing my thing on there, y'all. I'm doing my thing. So anyway, I got a couple of callers already called in. I got my co-host probably waiting to get chimed in, Mr. Melvin Jr., very funny cat out of Oakland, California. Brother's been getting down for a long while. He's one of my road dogs. We've been traveling. Actually, he travels a little bit more than me. He actually just left Atlanta not too long ago with Mario Hodge, Nuff Said, Michael Calvin, different things. Man, shout out to all the Northern California comedians. It's really on their grind. Really trying to make that whole thing work, and we're going to really do it and make that whole thing happen, man. So let me see if I can chime my boy in. Melvin Jr., are you in there?
Yeah. Did I win the tickets this time?
You know, you on the show. How you going to win some tickets?
Shit. Oh, man, I'll never win. This ain't KMU?
No, this
I was trying to call KMU.
In the land. Hey, why radio cats always do that? You know, now, what's the hottest radio show in the land?
It's Jay Rich Radio. You know, we stay tuned in.
You feel me? No, we've been good with us. You ready for the night? You competing, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course I'm ready for the night. Yeah, I'm ready. I got to be ready, man. Y'all been talking mess this whole time. I got to be ready. Got to bring the A-game. Yeah. And y'all better bring it too, as much mess as y'all been talking to each other.
No,
I just be sitting back listening.
Anybody that follows on Facebook and see us promoting the flyer and stuff for tonight's show, I know y'all probably like, wow, this is going to be a pretty cool show, and everybody's so nice and humble. No, you got to check the inbox. But everybody's humble.
Ain't nobody humble. Yeah.
Everybody been humble on the feed. But if you see our group inbox, I'm going to destroy everybody moving in that thing.
It's a wrap.
Everybody want that number one slot. You know what I mean? So, what you got? What
they
you
going
got
at each
other's do you got a game plan for tonight? Because we got a lot of good comics on there. We got Big T Butler, Nicole Blue, Lucky Dollars is on it, Cousin Sean. And, well, I mean, you feel me? You got a plan to deal with these
Phil
guys.
Phil Woods.
Oh, yeah, Phil Woods. Now, that's a dude you got to watch out for.
Phil been coming at me directly. I'm like, what? He'll do a couple shots at me. I'm like, oh wow, I gotta bring it.
Hey, everybody's trying. Hey, everybody,
I'm about to go to church real
right
quick,
now.
Get a blessing or something real quick before we head to the show. Like, man, Phil coming at me. You know, Phil's better, so it's gonna take him a minute.
He's going to be next joke.
He stuttered in his little shots. In his little shots that he sent on the little.
Hey, I did a show with Phil Woods about a week ago with Dan Myers out there in Concord. I was headlining, man. They had him featuring.
Yeah.
This dude destroyed the room.
Phil was a monster up there.
Good thing I'm a professional, but damn, I was killing everybody.
Phil's a monster, yeah.
A less experienced cat would have folded under pressure after that. Phil Woods really brought a shout to Phil Woods. He out there really doing his thing, man, and making it happen. He gonna
Phil.
As well.
You can't knock Phil hustle. His funny and his hustle. That boy be moving. You'll see Phil going to 3 shows on the bus.
Right,
in one night.
He's
with a backpack.
Playing.
Like I'm heading to LA right now, just got done with San Francisco. Like tonight? Yeah. Like what?
Let me pull out some callers real quick. We got 3 callers called waiting to chime in. Okay, one just fell off. Let's see who we got going on right now. We got 925-493. Caller, can you hear me?
That's me.
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
Noe, out of San Leandro. Noe, N-O-E, Noe. Who knows?
Oh, Noe, what's going on with you? Noe, man, how you feeling today, bro?
I'm good, man. Day off. Trying to get these tickets, man.
Oh, you trying to get these tickets? Are you trying to win some?
Hell yeah. San Leandro.
Oh, you out there in San Leandro right now. How'd you hear about the show?
Sure, I got 2 boys in there, man.
Oh,
I got Bud and Sean Boyles.
Oh, Bud and Sean rocking with you, huh? So who you rooting for?
Yeah. Fuck, man, I can't go for no one, but I'm just going to enjoy the show, man. That's all I want.
I can dig it. No, you're going to have a chance to win. You got to keep listening because I'm about to give you another chance to win. We're going to play a quick game for that. We're going to play a quick game for these tickets real quick, and you will be having a chance to win, and we're going to go ahead and make that whole thing happen for you. Let me ask you this real quick. Are you a football fan?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, who's your team?
Cowboys, baby.
Cowboys? Man, see, how you feel about that?
Oh, no. How about
all
them
day,
Cowboys?
All day.
All day. Man, they
you,
still got Tony
from,
Romo
are
out there.
You from the Bay Area?
I'm from Texas originally, man.
Okay,
that's cool.
I was about to say, I don't understand how people from the Bay Area could be fans of other teams anywhere else, because my boy Mel is a real Raider fan right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hands down.
Hey, you know what? I rep Oakland, though, for sure.
He's repping for
there
sure.
That's my Bay Area team.
I can dig it. So, look, check that. We're going to be giving away them tickets in a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and make it happen. Keep tuning in real quick. We should be giving away, what time is it now? 3:38. We'll be giving the tickets away at 3:45. So, make sure you call back in. Go ahead and get in on the questionnaire, and we'll go ahead and get some tickets for you, all right? So, try to call right back, man, and thank you for listening, man. Keep on listening. I'm going to catch the next call.
Sounds good, man.
And the next caller, we got a call from 773-492. Caller, are you there? 773-492. Caller, are you there? Something must be wrong with their phone.
That's Chicago.
That's Chicago.
That's a Chicago number.
Let me see. That's a Chicago number?
Yeah, that might be. That's 773. That's Chicago area code.
Hello, Terry. Oh, that call at drop. Yeah. Hopefully he called back.
Oh, that's
in.
A bill collector.
Right. I think that was the producer of the show tonight for the comedy showdown. It's going to be going down, man. Tommy T's tonight. What time the show start, Mel?
7:30.
I want to – oh, because you got to get there and pull numbers and different things like that, so nobody's going to –
yeah, we
got to
be there at
7.
Yeah.
Go ahead and try to make that whole thing happen. I can dig it, man. So, anyway, man, you a real Raider fan, right?
Of course, now. Come on now.
Yeah, man, you got a segment for me. You said you wanted to call and talk about, man. You talking about you a real Raider fan, all right?
I'm a real Raider fan.
A true Raider fan.
A true Raider fan.
You such a
Raider
fan. Or if it prove to me you're a Raider fan. Go and do your thing. Tell the people how much of a Raider fan you are.
Man, I'm such a Raider fan. When I was younger, when I was a teenager, man, remember how the games used to be blacked out when they didn't sell out? we couldn't see the home games. You remember that?
Right.
Or you just started watching the Raiders last.
No, we're talking about you, brother. We're talking about you.
Well, no. I'm trying to ask you, like, do you remember this? I'm such a Raider fan. I went and got a job as an usher at the Coliseum just so I can watch the Raider home games because they used to be blacked out. So I went and got a job getting $8 to watch the games because they was going to be blacked out. And almost went one Monday night game because we used to wear red shirts as ushers. Almost got into it with a Chiefs fan. A couple Chiefs fans because they thought I was Chiefs. I mean, a couple Raider fans because they thought I was a Chiefs fan.
Not even knowing you over there working.
Yeah, I'm over there working. I'm a Raider fan, but this is our damn uniform. I'm like, what the hell? I'm working. They thought I was just drunk.
Hey, when a Raider fan get on you, Raider fan get on you, man. Look, I got another caller calling in right now. Let's see who we got. Oh, damn. I just guess I didn't chime in fast enough for them. But look, we're going to take one brief break real quick, and we're going to come right on back. We're going to have it ready to be giving out these tickets for the Heavyweight Comedy Showdown over here at Tommy T's tonight, 7 o'clock. Make sure you be in the building. We got Melvin Jr. on the show. We got Phil Woods. We got – who else we got? We got Nicole Blue. We got a lot of cats coming in on the show. It's going to be a real, real throwdown tonight, man. I think the winner is picked by the crowd, right?
Yeah, it's audience ultimately picked the winner.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all good then. All good. All right. Well, anyway, we'll be right back right after this.
They tell me I should fix my grill because I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how it's crooked. Look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile. Victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back, and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. So baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras
the eyes can't be, and that's me. And woozy, woozy, the woozy, wee. Hey, what's going on? We back right now. Over here at the J Rich Radio, man. I think my boy's trying to call right back in there, man. Terry Dorsey. Terry, can you hear me, Terry?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't think I'm on.
Oh, I can hear you. Everybody's on.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, well,
then we're in here. But I don't think I'm on.
I think he was talking about the comedy game. He said, I can hear you, but I don't think I'm on.
There's no question. There's no question about that, bro. Everybody knows I'm on, man. I am the on.
There you go. What's up, man? How you doing?
He like Jay Z. The keys.
He says that luck, nah, isn't that? No,
there's got to be luck with that cool-ass voice.
Nah, that's Melvin Jr. right there.
Okay. Well, I mean, it ain't too much of a difference. They got the same joke.
Yeah, they both the same.
Oh.
they both be stealing each other jokes and shit.
Yeah, that's why I booked them on the show together. I was like, we can finally put this to an end, man. Whose jokes are they? Nah, I'm just messing around, man. I'm really glad we got all of y'all on the show, man.
I'm glad I get to talk to Corey Holcomb right now, man. Thanks, Corey, for calling in. And,
Appreciate you representing the show. That's my dear. Hey, Terry, how long you been putting this comedy show down together? This is your first time doing it at comedy, right?
first time at Tommy T's. We've been doing this show going on 2 years now.
Well, okay. And
what is going on two years now.
Wait a minute, where did you first start doing it at?
We started doing the show at the San Jose Improv. It started as the open mic showdown, which is something I worked the GM at the San Jose Improv to kind of create a different type of show for an open mic. And it just grew into something much bigger than an open mic. So it's just a show that's organically become a showcase, where it was just an open mic show that's now become a showcase.
Wow. And everybody, and it's been, the seat's been filling up pretty good out there in San Jose, right? When you was doing it out there?
Man, yeah. Well, I mean, we were definitely, I don't know how we did, like $180 was about what we had. We're averaging $140 for the show. We just had our show at Cobb's. The first show we did at Cobb's, we did $240. So I'm expecting Tommy T's to be rocking tonight.
And you know, Cobb's is a major mainstream club in the Bay Area. Most comics would love to get down there if they ever had an opportunity to do so. So to bring out that $240 at Cobb's for your West now, I know a lot of comedians that's on their way up, on the uprise, really got a lot of exposure there and opportunity probably to meet the manager and different things like that. I'm sure a lot of networking was going on up there, huh?
You know, I'm glad you said that, Jay. That's the whole reason I created this show, man. Even when it was the open mic showdown, man, it was to bring different people into a venue so that they could be seen by the management and seen by the bookers, and we can network with each other. Because at the end of the day, we all got stuff going on. You know, I did the Ladies of Laughter showcase at Cobb's 2 weeks ago, and a lot of the girls, or the ladies, rather, that were on that show hadn't worked with each other. They've been doing comedy for years in the same city and never worked with each other, never met each other, but they've seen each other. So that's what I like about the showdown. That's why we put 10, 11 comics on the show, because we got so many people out here in the Bay Area that's rocking. I could do that all year and never double up on comics.
Right. So many comedians out here, and everybody's and one thing I can say about Bay Area comedians, man, is a lot of hungry ones. Like, they really out here grinding, they really out here hustling and really trying to make it happen. And I think, in a way, that's a must here in the Bay Area for the simple fact how there's so many of us. But then at the end of the day, there's so many comedians all over the United States in general. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do to try to stand out, you know, in front of everybody, right? You there? I think my boy dropped out a little bit. Now we got hands. I'm tired of this shit. You over here talking. But look, we got that caller and call back, I think so. So we're going to go ahead and make it happen. I'm going to give away some of these tickets and get it all the way in. Let me see what we got going on real quick. 925-493, what's going on with you, brother?
I'm right here, man, waiting.
How you back?
He called right back.
He said, call me. Hey, about, I need them free tickets, man. Man, that's what's up. All right, so look, we're going to do this little thing called hip-hop trivia. I need you to tell me who this rapper is or what song or anything to get close to it. Are you ready for that? It may either be a line from a song or it just be a hit. I got three questions for you. One question is, what rapper was the overweight lover?
Heavy D.
There you go. Number two, I'm not a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting
pussy.
Who said that?
Tupac.
And the last question. The question is, if I was cruising down the street, my brother's a winner. Do you got Twitter right now?
I don't have Twitter, man. I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, go to my Facebook right now. Inbox me your full exact name. Matter of fact, let me put the producer back on the show. Terry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is one of my guests that just won tickets to the show for one of my free giveaways. Tell the producer your name, sir.
Noe Valdez.
Noe Valdez
What's
is on my guest list.
Valdez. What's the first name?
Noe. N as in Nancy, O-E.
Noe Valdez. Got you, B. We'll catch you with the showdown tonight at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, man.
Sounds good, man. Do I have to call in and do that again, or am I good?
No, you're good.
You're good.
You
never be at the door.
You won one free ticket, so we'll see you tonight.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, bro.
Appreciate it, bro. See you tonight, boss.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have a good one.
You have a good one as well, man. And follow me on Twitter,
man,
and Instagram and Facebook, jrich510, J-A-Y-R-I-C-H, 510. Thank you so much for tuning in, boss. So, Terry, man, so, like, do you got a good feel about the show tonight, boss? Do you think we're going to be
pretty
packed
out
there?
Man. We've been getting a real good response for the show, man. We got a nice amount of pre-sold tickets, man. The last time I checked was Monday to let me know. We got a show, even if nobody else show up from this point forward, man. So I'm really humbled by that. And I just hope that everybody who's listening who hasn't bought a ticket already, I know we got some general admission. I mean, I know we got some VIP tickets left. We should have some general admission tickets. So if you haven't bought tickets, you should go to the website right now and get them, because it looks like this show is going to be cracking. So go to www.TommyTees.com. That's TommyTS.com, and snatch up them tickets. Like I said, there should be some GAs left, but I know we got some VIP tickets left there, so make sure you snatch them ASAP.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, Terry, man, me and Mel was talking about it yesterday about the you see it on the news about the Asian guy getting snatched off the United Airlines thing.
Well, you breaking up a bit. What did you say, man?
I said you heard about the situation about the Asian guy getting dragged off the United Airlines flight, right?
Yeah, man. I saw the video, man. That was crazy.
How you feel about that, man? Do you think it was racial? Do you think it was out of line, or was the airline well in their right?
Man, I'm be honest with you, man. It looked like it was out of line. There's no reason to treat people like that, no matter what color you are, man. I don't think it has anything to do with race, man. This country deals with classism more than it does racism, and that was a perfect example of classism, getting rid of somebody because they felt like that they were insignificant, or they don't care about this person because they weren't a first-class passenger or whatever the case may be. So it's classism to me, bro, more than racism, and that's the biggest issue we really serve in this country is that shit, making sure that people need to understand. Regardless if I got it or if I don't got it, I'm human. Don't treat me like I'm less than that. I don't care if you're Asian or black or Indian or whatever, you know?
Exactly, because that was
I just know he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid.
but what they were saying was that legally they claim that the airline was well in their right due to the contracts and different things that you sign when you buy a ticket for it being overbooked. And if a police officer asks you to do something, you are to do something. But they said he was refusing to do what was requested and ordered by law enforcement. So if law enforcement tell you to step out the car, right, aren't you supposed to step out the car? Whether they were right or wrong for the initial stop?
Yeah. Well, for sure. I think it's always going to be gray area when it comes to that stuff, though. You know, that's why they have things like excessive force and why they're not supposed to use excessive force unless necessary. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if that much force was necessary for that particular situation, because, once again, it was their mistake. It wasn't his mistake. He was already on the flight.
Exactly.
You know, how you gonna take something away from someone that you've already given to them to give it to somebody else you felt more that they deserved it more? And that's what I'm talking about. It's classism. He going to get paid, especially because he's Asian. You know, they good with them numbers, man. He going to figure out the numbers.
Yeah, because I heard they got contacted by the Asian department of the NAACP. And
okay.
The Asian department.
Because, you know, the NAACP got an Asian department. You know, people of all color.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, anybody can call in. Don't tell them the answer. What's the? I'll give the next free ticket to somebody who can tell me what the NAACP stand for.
That's gonna ruffle some feathers right there, man. It's not politically correct.
If anybody can tell me what NAACP stand for, I got a free ticket for you tonight for the heavyweight comedy showdown brought to you by Terry Dorsey. Now, Terry's out of Chicago, man, for all the listeners that don't know. He's originally from Chicago, man. And how's the comedy scene out in Chicago, man? I've never been, man, but I really want to go because cats like Lil Rel and Howie Davis and D-Ray Davis and them, they're from out of, you know those cats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man, on the mainstream side too, man, Chicago has a lot of great talent. And one of the reasons why is because we're in the middle of the country, so we see a lot of great talent, are used to performers performing on a certain level. So I don't care where you at. If you're at a bar, they expect you to bring it no different than you would bring it at like a Tommy T's or a Cobb's, because they see the best of the best. They work that scene.
You know, so that's one thing that's really good about the scene in Chicago. And everybody travels through there. You know, I've met some of the best in this business, man. I've been able to share the stage with people like J.B. Smooth, who I have nothing but respect for, and all the homies from Chicago like Corey and D-Ray and these guys. And even though they left and went to L.A. because they were pursuing, you know, their careers, they always in Chicago still working in those rooms. That's why they're still so funny. So it's a very supportive scene in Chicago. And we have just a real, like, birth of talent, man, like, so it pushes everybody up. But also, and it's something I talk about with cats out here, man, no matter if you do good on stage or if you don't do good on stage, we going to give you hell about it. You know,
right.
Like one thing that we do is we check you no matter what. Like, oh, you think you funny? You ain't funny. That show over. What you got next? You know what I'm saying? What you going to do tomorrow? You know what I mean? Everybody was always pushing us to remember, once that show is over, it's over. You got to be consistent. So the scene has so many great comics attached to it. They've given out a lot of great advice, and they've helped hone a lot of careers. You know, I mean, it's people like Damon Williams that a lot of people might know, might not know. He's traveling the country. He's on the Tom Joyner Morning Show right now. He's put so many comics on TV by himself. You know, when they were booking Comic View, they would go to Damon Williams and ask him for the tape. So we had, even though we were in the middle of the country, we had these direct lines to networks, direct lines to TV, and just connected to a lot of great comics across the country, man. And that's why I think Chicago breeds great comedy, because we get exposed to such great comedy.
What do you think makes a great comedian? What's the traits of a great comedian? Just is it more of a,
you know
of
what
a
though?
Subject matter or delivery? What?
No, man, you know, it is delivery for sure, man, but I think more than anything is your ability to connect with your crowd, whatever that may be. You know, I look at Joe Coy, who I like a lot. Now, Joe Coy is definitely a mainstream comic, man, but I love the way Joe Coy connects to his audience, and that's, to me, what makes a good comic. The reason why so many people love Richard Pryor is because Richard Pryor was able to connect with everybody, white, black, young, poor, rich, didn't matter. You know, Richard had a way of making you feel like he was talking to you. And to my favorite comics are the ones that look, as you know, this is just them being them, and it's like a conversation you're having with them. Even though it's 200, 300, 400 people, it feels like they're talking to you. And those are the best comics to me.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Me too. What about you, Mel? Have you ever been to Chicago, Mel B?
Yeah, I've been to Chicago, but I didn't get on stage. It was when I was doing comedy. It's a beautiful city. I fell in love with the city. It's cold, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's cold.
When they say Windy City, like they wind hurt. It ain't like no other wind. It hurts. Like when it hits your face, it's like you got punched. When you walk outside of a building and you hit that wind, it feel like you just got punched by somebody. Like you want to turn around. Like, you know what?
Stand you straight up. You trying to walk cool, you turn that corner, that wind hits you, you stand straight up like you in the military. You go, whoa,
man.
You salute the wind.
I was born and raised in the Bay Area. And like, Mel got a joke about that. Like, you know, I be complaining about being cold, and somebody tell me how cold it is in Chicago or something like that. I know I don't want to go to Chicago. I mean, I'll go, but I know I probably wouldn't want to live there, okay? Because I be complaining about the cold here. I'll be having heated blankets, heated pillows, and all that. I'll be over here.
You need heated skin in Chicago. You need your skin to be heated out there. But like I said, the city is beautiful.
I've been out here 4 years, right? I've been out here in the Bay Area in Northern California for 4 years. And I'm a straight punk now, man. Like, I feel right in with all y'all Californians, man. It'd be like, I remember one time it was like 57 degrees, and I walked out the club, my teeth was chattering. I had to stand up like, man, you're from Chicago. Are you serious? I had to stand up. I'm like, this ain't even cold, bro. We balling that weather. We washing cars and stuff at 57.
No, and when I was out there, it was snowing, and I seen people out on the park playing soccer with no shirt on. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, man.
In Chicago. I was like, what are they doing?
No, that's like also white people. Right. They were definitely,
yeah,
they
was
definitely white people.
Hold on line too long. Let me see what caller we got going in right now. Let me see what we got going on. We calling out from a 404-819 number. Caller, can you hear
us? Jay, what's up? It's Nicole.
Hey, what's up? Oh, Nicole. Ladies and gentlemen, tuning in right now to the J-Rich Radio Show. We got another contestant in the Heavyweight Comedy Showdown tonight. It's Tommy T's, brought to you by Terry Dorsey. This is going to be tonight in Tommy T's in Dublin. Show, I believe the doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts about 7:30. It's going to be a wonderful showdown. And we got one of the contestants, actually two of them, because Mel B's in it, and as well as Nicole Blue in the building. What's up, Nicole? How you feeling?
I'm all right. You know, I've been laying at the house, laying low, resting up.
Getting ready for the night, huh?
You're free, man.
I'm going to eat.
So, like I was asking Mel.
That's not like Cole. That's not like Cole, but she had a hell of a night last night. That's what that's not.
Uh-huh.
I was sleeping. I've been getting my beauty rest so I can look good.
Uh-oh. Do you got a game plan for tonight? Are you ready to take that number one spot?
I mean, I don't want to have nobody feeling bad about themselves or nothing like that. But I mean, I think it's calling my name.
I think I'm deserving of it. You know what I mean? Have you done other competitions before?
Have I ever done? Yeah, I've done competitions.
Like any major competitions or just like regular club comps or?
Just regular club comps.
Oh, okay, that's cool. You ever took first place in any of them?
No, I've come second, but it's my time now, so I ain't worried.
You've been riding since. You ready? You enthused about it? You ready to kill them off? Because I was looking at, because you gonna kill Melvin off instantly. I already know that. You know, that's one thing you really ain't got to worry about. He gonna, and then plus, I'm sure you're gonna wear something tight, so you're gonna have him sweating and stuttering.
I'm just looking forward to having
Nicole,
some
you
fun.
Can't wear no leggings. No leggings. This is in my competition, no leggings. You can't wear no leggings.
Why
cheating.
I can't?
That's cheating.
Can't.
That's a distraction. That's a
distraction.
Well,
Melvin,
you can wear leggings. Melvin can wear leggings, but Nicole
can't. Melvin can't wear leggings.
I wear this skirt.
What is wrong with y'all? hey, you already got Jose Contreras wearing leggings on a regular basis.
You stupid.
I'm so mad at that.
Hey,
y'all gonna leave Jose
just
alone.
Saying, you know, church is open this Sunday, and a lot of cats need to go find them some Jesus, man. This is not the truth.
They gonna be in there anyway because it's Easter. You know, you only got certain ones that go on holidays to wear their Easter suit.
We ain't never gonna miss a fashion
Saturday.
Nah, I put that in my will. I said, bury me in this motherfucker right here. I'm gonna be the flyest nigga in the grave site, tell you that much. How long you been doing comedy, Nicole?
How long I've been doing comedy? 2 years.
Oh, okay. So you fairly new in the game, then, right? How you liking it so far?
I am. Say that again.
How you like it so far?
I love it.
Do you like all the attention you get from these whack ass comic dudes to be out here trying to holler at you every week?
Oh, that's
hell no.
Do promoters try to get at you in exchange for stage time? Because I've been hearing a lot of stories about women in the comedy game and how a lot of male promoters try to take advantage of women.
Jay, you know, all them doggone, all that slick stuff you be saying to me all the time, Jay.
Hey, well, you ain't been on one of my shows in 2 years, so you saying you ain't giving it up, right? So
that was my choice. That was my choice.
About 2 years, which means she ain't been giving it up for about 2 years, so I don't know. What you mean that was my choice? what you protesting my show?
What? Am I protesting?
No,
I'm protesting you. I'm protesting you with all your little innuendos for trying to get at me.
Are y'all breaking up?
we just broke up on air, everybody. Wait, somebody just called.
Hey, man.
Everybody, just one moment. Let me see who this caller is. I don't like people holding for too long, so we'll come right back to you, Nicole. Just one moment. 510-305. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Sean Boyles.
Sean Boyles.
Sean Boyles in the building.
What's going on with you, Sean Boyles? Why they call you Sean? I heard a rumor on why they call you Sean Boyle.
Oh, here we go. Like I ever heard them all from elementary school.
He said, here we go.
Here we go. Hey, this shit again. What's going on with you, Sean? How you feeling, man? You ready for tonight?
I'm ready, man. I'm just trying to get through my work day. I don't know what you guys are doing that you ain't working, but I got to work right now. So
I'm selling weed. That's what I'm doing. I'm out here selling weed in front of the club. If anybody needs some, I got 215s right now in front of Tommy T's. I got to get money.
We professional comedians. We sell drugs and do comedy. We ain't got time to be talking in.
Hey, you see how he got at all the black people? I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm working. Like,
yeah, I don't know what you
doing. Yeah, man, that's messed up.
No, black folks are doing, but I'm working.
America.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Read between all the lines you walk, Jack.
Hey, Sean.
He got
out
of all of
us. No, Sean's the cool. Sean, a good white folk, because he got dreadlocks.
A good white folk.
A good white folk, boy. You know that boy from East Oakland.
Sean's good white folk. No, matter of fact, I'm glad you called, Sean. I want to hear from a white perspective. How you feel about the Asian guy getting dragged off the United Airlines?
I think that was messed up, man. I mean, anytime anybody gets put in that kind of situation, is messed up. Where he was at, he was like, hey, I'm a doctor. I got patients I got to get to. I can't get off this plane. And they're like, screw that, man. We're going to take you off anyway. And they manhandled him, you know.
Who he thought he was? What's the lady name you said?
Hey, what he really wanted to say is, we making America great again. That's what I feel about it.
So we making it great again.
He might have just witnessed somebody trying to use tan privilege.
He thought he was trying to use that tan privilege.
Yeah.
He thought he was the Asian Rosa Parks. Sean, do you know what the letters of NAACP stand for?
National Association of Colored People.
Wait a minute, what you call us?
Oh.
I wanted somebody white to say it. I don't like the way that was with a hard C, though, bro. You said that was with a hard C. You said
it almost sounds like
Association of Colored People. Y'all colorful people.
I talk about that real colorful. I really love them. I love the way they dance. I love the way they talk. I even grew dreads because I want to be so much like them that I want them to know that I'm not one of the bad ones.
He looked like one of Lenny Kravitz's stepkids. That's what he looked like.
He's talking about, I ain't got a problem with colored people. I got a colored TV. Shit. I mean, what? I ain't got no problem with black. Black is okay.
Hey,
I got black boots.
Hey, it's color.
That's why white people don't mess with us. That's why white people don't mess with us. Right here. We will never let them just be
Sean,
cool.
I hope
man.
You don't feel like we jumping you, bro. Like, I should never call you this motherfucker.
I'd hate
for this to feel like a lynching or something. You know.
You really think I called in and think that this wasn't going to happen?
Hey, Sean, so
you prejudging? So you prejudging us. That's prejudice, bro.
Hey, Sean, so do you got a game plan for tonight?
Yeah, I'm just playing.
You got a game plan for tonight? You going for that number one spot?
Absolutely, man. I'm cutting heads, Jack.
Look, cutting heads. Look at that. Cutting heads.
I'm cutting heads.
He's going to scalp her like
cutting
heads.
Exactly.
He's
coming after all you
warriors, man. That's how you get in trouble.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
What about the Native American Indian? I take offense to that.
it may be possible, y'all, that black people are a little more prejudiced. Every time we outnumber white people, we go in like this.
Hey man, it ain't very often. It ain't very often. We gotta take advantage when we can.
Exactly.
But real talk, everybody. I'm book Sean because Sean Boyle's been out here hustling, man. He's been out here hitting these mics, hitting these shows. I've seen him all over the Bay Area, man. He's been working for it, and I knew he was going to work for it tonight. That's why I booked him on the show because he hit me, and he's like, oh, snap, I didn't know I was a token person. And at the end of the day, I ain't even looking at it that way, man. I was like, man, we need to make sure we have a good show. And I knew we wanted to have some new talents and people who don't always get seen on some of these bigger showcases with names like Jay Rich, you know, and Mel B and everybody that's out here working. Man, y'all out here working and doing shows and promoting shows, man. So I'm glad that we got Sean to jump down. And we got a couple other heads on the show that a lot of people don't really get a chance to notice, like Amy Shank, who's been back and forth to L.A. So you're not really the token, man, you know what I mean, because we got you. And, yeah, I guess you're the white guy, and then we got the Asian girl, then we got an Indian guy, and then we got every other nigga that was available.
You got two tones.
Oh, it's all good, man.
He made sure to get a white boy, Asian girl, and a couple of light skinned niggas, and the rest. Hey, Sean, how long you been doing comedy?
The rest, we went straight no limit on the rest of the crew, man. Everybody else on the show, boy, pouting.
Hey, wait a minute, y'all. Boy, how long you been doing comedy, son?
I just turned over 1 year.
Wow, 1 year?
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not even gonna lie to you. You are actually very, very good. I've seen you set a few times, man, and I would have guessed that you've been doing comedy a little longer than that, man. Where'd you start doing comedy at? What was the first place you started?
The first mic I hit was Woodham's in San Jose.
Oh, okay, okay. That's not wait a minute, is that with Pete Munoz over there?
Yeah,
they just celebrated their 4 year anniversary. Yep, 4 year anniversary last Monday.
Their 4 year anniversary coincide exactly with my 1 year anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. So you really 1 year? That was just this week. Okay.
Yeah. No, literally. Yeah, literally just the 11th. Literally my.
Hey, you know what'd be? You know what'd be beautiful? Like you just made your 1 year, right? Then you come tonight and take the number one spot. That would be beautiful, but that's not going to happen. I'm just saying it would
be
beautiful.
Hey, man, listen. This is the showdown, man. This is anybody's game. This is why I love this show. Y'all know I'm a comic first, man, so when I put it together, I want to make sure this is the fairest voting system that we can have. That's why we use a digital voting system. There's no crowd applause. So bringing people does help, but it doesn't guarantee you a W. You know what I mean? You got to still vote for your top three, and we use a digital voting system. So even if you brought 30 people, they still got to vote for two other people, which means you still got to be funny. You got to win over your people and the other people to make sure that you actually take this spot. We had a girl come win the second showdown. Her name is Callie. She's actually down in L.A. right now. She had been in the Bay for 1 month. She didn't bring anybody to the show, and she beat everybody on that show. And we had bringers on that show because she was that funny.
Talking about
you got to bring
Latina,
no matter
right?
What.
She the Latina, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Callie?
She's
out of New York or something.
Cuban, something like that.
Yeah,
out of New York.
Yeah,
she's fine as hell. I think we got
Nicole calling back in. Let me put y'all to the side for a brief second. I want to holler at her real quick.
Right.
And then I want to have a group discussion about monogamy real quick. And is this the side chick error?
Oh,
so
I gotta leave.
I gotta go.
Right.
Monogamy sounds like a disease, nigga. That's a disease. This Ross was wrong with this country. Monogamy.
Nicole, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
What's going on with you, Nicole, man? Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything good. I just had to grab something to eat real quick.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, Nicole. Now, I wanted to dig in with you a little bit more about it. So you've been doing comedy about 2 years now, right?
Yep, I have.
Now, as a female comedian and a female point of view, like I was asking you earlier, I know we was joking around and, you know, talking about all that different type of stuff, but do you think it really is a little a tad bit harder being a female comic coming up in the rankings?
No, I don't think so.
You think it's more evened out, so all them other female comedians, they just talking because they weak?
No, I'm not going to say that. I think being a female is only a small part of anything. No matter what you do, you got talent that needs to speak for itself.
I think being a female comic, me personally, I think being a female comic gives you more of an edge than everybody else, I think. What you think about that, Terry?
But at the same time, it's just not a lot of females that's on the scene. There's just some more men.
If I was a female comic, I would sleep my way to the top. I wouldn't even lie to you.
I ain't gonna lie. If I have any opportunity, if it's a female promoter and she flirting with me, I'm going. I'm gonna be 100 with y'all, man. I'm trying to get on, man. I don't give a damn. Now if it's a dude flirting with me, that's why I'm gonna have to draw the lines.
Hey Sean, would you sleep with Precious to be able to be Kevin Hart's opener?
Hey, man, I've done worse, so it ain't
nothing.
Oh, wow.
nigga, you a liar. I know you ain't did no worse than Precious. We all had our bad days,
don't
man.
Say that.
Come on,
don't
man.
Say
that girl
Precious
feel like
losing weight.
She feel like
a... good. I'm not her man.
That chick
feel like
a Wendy's Frosty. That chick feel like a Wendy's Frosty. You ain't saying no Wendy's Frosty looking chick.
She look like Down Syndrome Grimace.
Hey, look, Sean be pulling him with them dreadlocks, man. He got this bad little chick he be with, man. They love that hair, man. He lying, man. He just trying to.
No, but no, I overheard Sean tell somebody he was half black and he was just light skinned.
Yeah, he be pulling out all the whole month of February. He be banging his sisters and shit, talking about his mama black.
My mama black. You know my mama black, baby. You know. Hey, we from Jamaica.
I get a tan.
So anyway, just let everybody know that's listening right now. Looks like we got quite a few listeners, actually, man. Shout out to y'all for tuning in. Tonight is going down at Tommy T's Comedy Steakhouse in Dublin. We're bringing the heavyweight comedy show down, brought to you by Terry Dorsey's.
And Bud, Terry Dorsey and Bud, Bud. That's my co-producer on this show.
Bud Barlow. Shout out to Bud Barlow. Bud is a true fan of comedy. Before he started doing comedy, he used to come and buy my tickets. I didn't know who this dude was. He used to hit me up on Facebook like, "Hey, bro, I want to come to your show tonight, man. How much the ticket?" It didn't matter how much. I had $30 tickets once. He bought $20 tickets. I guess he just wanted to be around comedy so much to the point where he wanted to do it, man. That dude's actually hella funny. He should actually be in the contest, man. He might take number one. To be real,
I've been partnering with Bud because, as y'all know, man, I've been doing a lot of mainstream shows, man, which is cool. I've been doing a lot of white rooms. And I haven't been that connected over here in the East Bay. And I've been trying to get over here. And I know Bud's been making some noise over here, and he's been working himself over here. And I saw his hustle. So that's why I partnered with Bud on this show. He's going to actually be taking over this show at Tommy T. So he's co-hosting with me on this first one, and he's probably going to be hosting the next one at Tommy T. So he's part of Heavyweight Comedy right now.
When did you first meet Bud?
I met Bud about, I have to say, almost a year ago. And the thing is, I met him out at mics, man. Like, he was out here working, trying to hit these mics up, hitting 2 and 3 mics a night. You know, and I know that's what it takes to get funny, man. I liked his hustle. So, yeah, almost a year ago.
Well, that's what's up.
Y'all just went down to L.A., right, Terry?
Yeah, me and Bud down on a Road Warrior tip. Yeah, we've been down to L.A., but he was already doing that before me and him started doing it. He was already taking trips, and I was like, that's the same thing I'm on. Let's hook up. Mm-hmm. We just put up this gas, and he was like, let's go. No questions, man. So that's why I got a lot of respect for Bud, because he out here grinding. And, I mean, he got a family. You know what I mean? I know you got a family too, Jay. Like, I'm single. It's a lot easier, man, but it's different, man. He out here hustling this hard with a pregnant wife at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not easy. And he's still out here hunting.
I mean, you got to be a deadbeat father to make it in this game, first off. Definitely.
I'm saying, but you're right.
and sing them.
Exactly. You're only doing this so you can take care of them kids later, man. We're making these sacrifices now, man. We're doing without today so they can have tomorrow. That's all that is.
Hey, look, you get your first big break. Your kids 45 and shit. They got kids. You know, well, I did it for the grandkids. I knew you was going
to
have
still trying to take them out. You'd be like, come on, y'all. Let's go get some pizza or something. Like, they're
going to
let's go. Pizza. I wanted my daddy. I didn't want no pizza.
Now, stupid.
Hey, how long you been single, Terry?
Who, me?
I touched the subject.
I've been single. I've been single for going on. Well, actually, I'll be honest with you. I had a relationship that kicked off last summer. It lasted a few months, man. But you know how this life is. It only fights your relationship. So I've been single for about a year now.
Yeah, that was the question I was trying to impose on everybody. Do you think comedy really has an effect on your love life? Let's start with me.
I know everybody wants to chime in, and I'm going to have to jump off the phone in a second because I'm at Tommy's right now. But I do want to chime in on this, man, because that's a dope-ass setup because – at the end, this is what I think comedy is. Comedy is an evil mistress, okay? It's just like having one of them BDSM chicks. What she does is comedy beats you down. She smacks you. You like it, though. You enjoy it. You enjoy bombing. You enjoy working your butt off. Because every once in a while, she lets you just have it all. Every once in a while, she lets you have it all, but she make you work for it, man.
Right. But
that's how I feel about comedy. She's a girlfriend, and a lot of girls can't deal with that.
Because male be coming quick, and the
what?
So when she finally does,
you know, it a little early. You know, we don't get off a little early.
No. This nigga get off before the pants come. Nah, I'm fucking with you.
I'm straight, I'm finished already, bro.
And not saying, though, but what do you be telling them girls, though, when you be coming quick?
If you say terrible, when I come quick, I don't tell them nothing. But I'm sorry.
I go to sleep
and act like that shit didn't happen.
I act like I didn't bust and then tell her what we doing is wrong and stop and just get up. It's like, I didn't bust, but what we doing is wrong right now. I want it to be special.
That's what Jake do. He'd be like, you know what? I think we need to pray right now. This is just too much. I shouldn't be sleeping with you.
Oh, Lord.
That's not me. That's the Lord that made my penis do that. The Lord was like, no.
Hey, you ever pray, Lord, just give me the strength to go 30 more minutes, Lord. Please, Lord. 30 more minutes. Especially if you be praying for all kinds of bogus stuff when you be having sex.
You ain't lying. You be praying for all kinds of stuff you ain't supposed to be praying for. Like, Lord, let me just keep it up for another 20 minutes, Lord.
Exactly.
Lord, please, Lord, let me get pulled out on time. Jesus, you know I don't need no babies. I shouldn't have took that extra stuff, Jesus, but I know you're going to make a way. Be a bridge, Lord.
I got to have a condom all right. My pull-out game is weak. Every girl I hit raw got pregnant. That's why I got to see you again.
That's why you gotta donkey punch him right before, because you gotta knock that baby right out from the beginning, man.
I hit something raw. We together for life, thing. We connect.
Man, don't act like you be wearing condoms. Jay, no, he don't be wearing no condoms. Even you got condoms. He showed the condom off. He don't never put it on.
It's like smoking weed, right? I don't smoke weed no more. My father asked me, he said, hey, man, you smoke? I'm like, nigga, it depends on how thick she is. Nigga, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
let me go to a brief commercial real quick, and we coming right back. I know you got to go, Terry, but give them tell them where to find you at, and give them some more information about tonight real quick.
No doubt. Anybody who's listening, man, go to Heavyweight Comedy on Facebook. Like the Heavyweight Comedy Facebook page. That's where we post all the events. You can catch me online. You can catch me, Terry Dorsey 79 on Instagram, Terry Dorsey on Facebook. You could go to my Twitter, but I don't go to that, so ain't no point in you checking for me there. But, yeah, check me out online. But remember, it's all Heavyweight Comedy, man. That's what we're doing. That's the new movement out here, man. Hey, Jay, I really appreciate you having me on the show, man. Good luck to everybody tonight, man. We're going to tear the roof off of that club. Make sure y'all
go.
Off top,
man. Off top. We're going to make it happen. We'll be right back.
They tell me I should fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gonna sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how it's crooked. Look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile.
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
And we back very, very abruptly. Being your boy Mel B in the building, trying to make it happen. Mel B, you still in the building?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Man, that's what's up, man. So tell us more about them writers you was talking about, man. How much of a writer fan are you?
Oh, man. After getting all, we going back to that? Woo! Y'all boys crazy, man. Y'all had me rolling. That's what I was saying.
Hey, right. We just start talking about comedy. Niggas coming quick, and then they come all the way back. Hey, so, tell us more about them writers. Now, tell them now, because actually, we got to get off the air in a couple of minutes, man. Why don't you tell them where to find you at and all the social media and different things about that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Melvin Jr. It's Melvin Jr. 510 on a. Facebook, you can find me, my government, Melvin Biagas. That's B as in boy, I-A-G-A-S. You can find me up there. And then on, what's that, Snapchat? Melvin Jr. 5101. It was some other Melvin Jr., so I had to take the one after the 510.
Oh, okay, that's what.
And you can find me tonight at, you can find me tonight at the Heavyweight Comedy Showdown, Tommy Cheese, next Thursday, 420 at the Bow Theater. Come check us out as well. We're going to be there, too. With Kabir Singh and Ellis Rodriguez and a bunch of other people.
Oh, yeah, Martin yeah, Smalls. I forgot all about that. Yeah, we're going to be at the Bow Theater making that happen. So it's going to be
real
good.
So all you weed smokers that can't make it tonight, if you can't make it tonight, that sucks for you. You should have been there. But next Thursday, 420, we'll be there too. The Bow Theater
and
in Salandro.
And we'll be keeping that thing lit, man. We're really going to be keeping
that
thing
lit. Oh, yeah,
for
sure,
So anyway,
man,
like everybody
today, man, you're doing your thing.
Yeah, man, it was fun, man, messing with these cats up over here, man. So, like I said, tonight we're going to be at Tommy T's and Pleasanton. What's the address up there? It's on Hop Yard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Hop Yard. It's right off the freeway. I don't know the address, but it's a big sign that say Tommy T's, so hopefully you can read.
Yeah, you'll see it. As soon as you get off on Hop Yard, you make a right.
Hop Yard, make a right. You'll see a Chevron, you'll see a Motel 6, and you'll see a comedy club.
Hell,
you
man,
get gas, condoms.
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A, you get some chicken, you get a chicken sandwich, you get some gas, some condoms, and you get a prostitute.
I went to Chick-fil-A
and
for the first time the other day. It wasn't that bad.
It's overrated to me, you know what I'm saying? I don't see what all the hype is about, but I guess so. It's a cool little chicken sandwich, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's what
cool.
All the hype is.
Right.
You know, it started out in Georgia. People love it out in Georgia. You know, they love to, like, oh, something's good. Like, you got hella Chick-fil-A's and Waffle House's out there in Georgia. And they're like, oh, we're going to put them everywhere. Okay, but Waffle House,
right.
Damn, for damn show ain't what you thought it was. It
well,
ain't no
know,
Roscoe's.
Always like Roscoe's.
You remember with the Roscoe's. Yeah, it ain't no Roscoe's, I'm going to tell you that.
I think Roscoe's is more.
Not a Roscoe.
I think a lot of people in L.A. and all that, they ain't really tripping off Roscoe's like that. See, I think
right
it's
there,
down in town is the one. Like I be, like, Lena's. I'm right next door to Lena's down there. And I was eating them every day. And then now, shit, I don't even feel like no Lena's, you know. But they line is around the corner. People that can't get, I guess when you're not close to it and you can't get it on a regular basis, that's when it becomes the world's greatest, you know what I mean? But I think the locals always like, well, you know,
exactly.
Like Los Palmas.
See, that's just,
Los
see,
Palmas
hey, already. You know what? You know what? That just goes to what we were talking about yesterday. Is monogamy dead? No, it's just so available that, like, I don't even want that pussy right now. I want some other pussy. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
That could be applied with comedy, too. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we might have to dry the city out. That's why I want to travel a little bit more, because a lot of people come to
my
shows.
I know, that's why you think
I
travel.
They support me
but
and stuff
like
that.
They're
like,
I'm
like
so tired of Jay Rich. Like,
right. I don't want to get tired of me, but then at the end of the day, it's up to me to keep writing and bringing new shit to make them be, you know
bringing
what I mean?
New stuff, yeah.
Like, I got new shit on the menu. Slide through. I got something on the menu. Y'all gonna love it. You know
what
I mean?
Why you think McDonald's done served a billion people? Because they keep their Big Mac, but they change up the other stuff around it. You know what I mean?
Hey, nah,
you
bro,
so you keep your main stuff.
I want to give a shout out to Shy Boy because he kept it real. Because everybody I asked, even on Facebook, you ready to take the number one spot tonight? Everybody want to be humble and shit. Well, you know, I'm just there to have fun. And then Shy Boy said, I'm taking heads off tonight. You know what I mean? And the crock pot about it, that's how all the comedians feel the exact same way. They can't take heads off. They just don't want to say it out loud. You feel me? You hear it in people's voices, like people really, really coming to try to take that number one spot. And it's going to be a real good thing. And in my opinion, that makes the show better. When you're really eager and you really want it, you trying to make the shit happen, man, you're going to go all the way in. But them cats are talking about, nah, I'm just here to have fun. I'm like, nah, keep it pushing in. If you want niggas here that's trying to win, that's trying to make it happen.
Yeah, we want it. That's going to make everybody better. That's going to make you better. That's going to make the show better. People going to enjoy themselves. And shit, hopefully you win. You know you can win. No, you got to know you can win before you can win.
Right, you got to know you can win. You got to go there knowing that you're leaving with the money. Fuck, I'm leaving with the money. I'm already spent it. Fuck.
I already promised this to people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I already borrowed $50 from my chick, told her I'd get it back after I win this shit tonight. So I got to win.
Let me borrow it. I'm going to go win this money. I'm going to give it right back to you. I'm good for
it.
No, but we're going to keep the Raiders in Oakland, man. That's how much a Raider fan I am. I still don't believe they're going to Vegas. We're going to keep them in Oakland, man. We're going to do the best. Marshawn about to sign and negotiations with them right now. So hopefully they make that move.
Shout out to his mama, too. She came to the show on the 8th over at the Bay Boy Comedy Show, Sunshine Lynch on Facebook, man. Shout out to her. She supports She supported all our shows.
Okay.
She come to everything, man, making it happen. I accidentally busted her out and told everybody who she was. But, you know, they didn't have her all like that, so it was cool. You could have, you know, she had a little profile.
He just produced a movie, right?
Yeah, I heard something like that.
100 Blocks. He had just premiered at Grand Lake on the 6th or something like that. It's called 100 Blocks. So
yeah,
check it out.
Right.
It's on Beast Mode Productions. Yeah, he produced the movie. I didn't see it, but I know some people that was in it. So, yeah, I'm following him on Instagram. But, yeah, he produced them. He making moves. You been to a store, right?
No, you know what? I haven't even been in there yet.
Oh, yeah. He got some good quality stuff up in there. You know what I'm saying? And he produced
them.
Like,
you know, I'm a big dude. They got 3X for me, 3 or 4.
3 or 4X? No, they ain't got gorilla. They ain't got gorilla mode. They just got beast mode. That's you gorilla mode. It's the 4 or 5X. They got beast.
As soon as I see you, I'll punch you in the mouth.
That's gorilla mode. They ain't got that yet.
Oh wait, we got a little call. Oh, my boy E40 just called. Wait, hold on. Fody, you there? Fody, is you there? Nigga, is you there? I was yelling with the conversation, man. I'm up in this thing, man. Hey, Jay Rich, man, check it out, man. You understand me, my weevilization, man. What we're going to do is we're going to go on down with Tommy T's up over in Dublin. I used to fuck with it up over there in Concord, right? Now, you feel me? Now you got the game and you're going ahead and running with him, man. I just want to let you know, Vallejo is behind D-A-L-L-E-J-I. Hey, man, much love for you, man. I want to thank you for calling on in, man. You coming out with any new slaps? Or anything like that. Well, you already know I'm in the kitchen cooking things up. You know, trying to make it happen. You know, I got this one little bit. You go, grow into the good one day in the very, very month of May. I seen 3 switching bitches. They thought I had riches and started walking towards my wife. Look, you a crazy motherfucker, funny, man. But look, I got to let you go, man, because I got to close the show out. All right, then, player, man. Player, honey, you keep doing what you're doing, man. All right, then, bro. I'll holler at you. Peace. All right, yeah, man, that was funny. Just called on in,
man. Man, that's cool.
Funny
called in, man.
Made the whole thing work, man. And you know, I'm trying to do what we do. So, you know, anyway, I got to get up out of here. Like I said before, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in. Follow my page and everything like that. We're going to go ahead and really make it happen. Follow me on Facebook, jrich510@yahoo.com. We're going to have a real good time. See you tonight. Top of the season out there in Dublin. Much love, y'all. Peace. Made it way too long. I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back. I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit. I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off. Ooh, I needed that. And they want to see me pick back up. Well, where'd I leave it at? I
know I exaggerated things. Now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know.